This is the Kemp's Ridley update for April 21st, 2008, from the Padre Island National Seashore. Well, they say the third time's a charm, and I hope that's true in this case because it's the third week of me doing this Kemp's Ridley update, and we still haven't got it online yet. This podcast is something that's never been tried before at the park, and the IT guys are doing their best with it, but we still haven't quite got it yet. But hopefully, you'll be able to hear this one before it's past its sell-by date. But the delay does have its advantages. We've made a couple of changes to the podcast, which might have been more noticeable if you'd been able to subscribe prior to now. And if you go back and listen to one of the prior podcasts, you might notice a slight change. We've changed the name. It used to be called the Padre Island Seashore Podcast, but they told me that I can't say that anymore because it's the Padre Island National Seashore and it must not be abbreviated. So because that's too big of a mouthful, I changed it to the Kemp's Ridley Update. We also changed the picture that goes along with the podcast, but since no one ever saw that picture, you wouldn't notice. So welcome to the rechristened, hopefully for the last time, Kemp's Ridley Update. From the Padre Island National Seashore, just south of Corpus Christi, Texas. Last week I reported to you, even though no one was there to hear, I did report that there had been a nest found in South Padre Island, the first Kemp's Ridley nest of the 2008 season. It did seem to come a bit early this year, and this week proved that it was an exception because there were no new nests found anywhere in Texas this week, bringing our grand total for the season to 1. The eggs from that nest have been placed in a corral down on South Padre Island, and they will be released from there as soon as they hatch, which should be sometime in early June. Our vehicular patrols continue throughout the park and all the way up north to Bob Hall Pier, and from there foot patrols continue up to the Packery Channel jetties. We're nearing the end of April, and it's more and more likely that we'll be seeing our first nest any day now. And the longer it takes before we see those nests, the more likely it is to be an arribada, which, as I explained last week, is a day of multiple nesting. Right now, looking at the weather for the week ahead, I'm not seeing anything that looks like arribada weather. It's going to be pretty pleasant in the park, partly to mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, and winds in the mid-20s for most of the week. There is a slight chance of rain on Saturday, and the Kemp's Ridleys do tend to like nesting in inclement weather. But right now, I can't say that any one day looks better than the others for nesting. Driving on the beach this week has been fairly good, due to some low tides and only moderate amounts of sargassum weed coming ashore. However, it's predicted that the full moon coming up this week is going to cause higher tides, and that's going to make it a lot harder to be driving on the beach. As always, four-wheel drive vehicles are recommended on the beach, and exercise caution wherever you go to avoid getting stuck and because you might be the one that sees the first nest in the national park this year. If you do find a turtle on the beach, notify the park as soon as possible by dialing 361-949-8173, extension 226, or flag down the first patroller or ranger that you see. Don't get too close to the turtle because you might frighten it back into the water before it has a chance to nest, but try to ensure that it is not in danger from any oncoming traffic. Take as much pictures and video as you want, and please share them with the park as it helps us to identify the turtles that are coming to shore. And if the turtle enters the water before park employees arrive, or if you just find tracks leading to a nest, use sticks or debris to mark the area around the tracks and the nest without actually disturbing these areas. This information and much more can be found on the National Park website at www.nps.gov/PAIS. And before you come to the park, you can find the latest weather and beach driving conditions information by calling 361-949-8175. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for this podcast, please email me, Jordan Paul, at admin@jpaulimages.com. Well, that's all for this week on the Padre not the Padre Island Seashore podcast anymore. This is the Kemp's Ridley update now. I hope that you will hear this podcast and come back for more next week. So until next time, think arribada.